strange and in a lot of ways tough day here in the Utah sports community, as you probably woke up thinking about a Utah Bowl win over Indiana last night, and as soon as you logged into your social media or as soon as you turned on the radio or your television, you received the sad and sobering news that one of the all-time greats in college football coaching and an absolute pillar of the community here, both in sports and outside of sports, Mr. Lavelle Edwards has passed away at the age of 86. And joining us to talk about that and all things football and life-related, my former coach and Lavelle's good friend, Ron McBride, on our I Am Flash hotline. Coach, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. This is one of those interviews I didn't know if I even wanted to have today, because for sports fans around the state, it's obviously something that they want to hear from you. They want to hear from the people who knew Lavelle very well. But I thought of, well, man, this is a good friend of my coach, and I don't know if I'd be prepared to talk about it so soon after his passing. So I do appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, it's a day for everybody in the state to remember. Because this man was remarkable. And like I've told people today, he's much more than a football coach. He's a great representative of the LDS religion. He's a great representative of BYU University. He's a great representative of what college football is all about. So he's a lot more than a football coach. He's a guy who gave back to the community. He's a guy who never turned down a charity event. He's a guy that he cared about people. He cared about his players. He was a unique human being.
Coach, we always hear about coaches and especially guys that are around for a long time and their impact on young men and how they helped shape and mold them. But one thing I always love are the stories, the backstories, the stories that nobody ever hears. What's your favorite story you have of a time you spent around Lavelle or just something that just paints a great picture of who he is as a man?
Well, there's so many of them because he was off the cuff. He had off-the-cuff humor. I can remember one time I was down at BYU, right? And usually when he and I would get together at social events, we'd always kid around and say stuff that's pretty funny, you know. So I'm down there, and the guy with the blue suit ushers me in, and so he comes up to me, says, I don't want any funny stuff today. So I don't want any humor. He said. Just make sure that your remarks are right down the line and straight up, he said, because these people don't understand your humor. And I said, okay, I got it. I got up and I said, well, it's really a great day for Lavelle Edwards and blah, 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 you know. and then afterwards, I was looking whether he'd give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. He said, thumbs up, good job. Okay. but you know, he just, we had all those golf tournaments with the Kidney Foundation thing, and you'd always look to see who he was going to have show up to play with him and who I was going to have. And each year we'd try to get a little better golfer or somebody to get our scores a little lower. And we usually hide our whoever we brought in, we usually hide them someplace and not show till we got to the first tee. And you know, I said, who you got? I said, well, I just got, you know, that guy over there. And he said, well, who you got? I said, well, who you got? He said, well, I got the plumber. And the plumber'd be over there, and the plumber had bad golf clubs, but the plumber could play. So then we try to figure out, well, how many under are you? You know, he said, well, we're 17. I said, and I knew he wasn't telling me the truth. And I said, well, then we're 18. You know, So it'd be there was another time we're having a race with this with these big trucks out at the airport, and so the guy who owned the truck, he said, "Hey, coach, there's no muffler on your truck, so you can, you know, there's supposed to be a deal that makes they can only go so fast. Well, yours can go faster than his because it doesn't have a restriction on it." So we had the red one and the blue one, and so we go out there and we're about neck and neck and neck, and all of a sudden I push down the throttle, and this thing just boom took off, and I almost went through the fence at the airport. And Lavelle said, "How come your truck is faster than mine?" I said, "I don't know. I don't know. I guess it's just because it's a Utah truck, I guess." And little did he know that my truck was illegal, you know. So,
Coach, we talk all the time now about recruiting and the fact that Utah and BYU they target different guys than they used to because Utah's in the Pac-12 and BYU's still an independent and all those things. When you and Lavelle were recruiting against one another and going after the same guys, did you ever really come to a head on one particular recruit? How did you handle that?
Well, I think the one probably goes back to the early 70s was Lakay Hamuli, the running back at Kahuku.
Yeah.
And the fact that if we were kind of an eye football team at that time, and he was a tailback, and so you know, and we had a pretty good, you know, I had pretty good help with him. I had his football coach was helping us, so all of a sudden I go into the coach's room and I see this offense up on the board, right? And it shows this eye tailback running downhill and hit the power, you know, the OG play and all that stuff. And I'm saying, "Whose offense is that?" And the guy says, and the coach says, "Oh, that's BYU's offense." I said, "That's not BYU's offense." He said, "Yeah, they're changing it for Lakay." And so when Lakay got there, man, he found out that they didn't change it for him. They kept it the same. So, and we were involved in a lot of recruiting battles, especially for the, you know, for the LDS kids. And I'd always, when the parents would say, "Well, the kid's going to fast and pray," you know. And I say, and I tell my wife, I say, "Well, he's going to fast and pray. Well, if he fasts and prays on it, he's going to BYU."
That was just a battle you knew you couldn't win, huh, Coach?
Well, we did win one with Katai Olival because, and Katai's dad was a bishop, I think, at the time over there. And so, "Well, we're going to fast and pray on it." And I'm thinking, "Oh, man, this is not going to go good." But he fasted and prayed on it and decided to go to Utah. I mean, that was the first one on that deal. So it was, but there were so many, you know, fun experiences, you know, with him over the years of just in the recruiting battles and whatever, you know. It was always, you know, "What did BYU say?" Well, they said, "Oh, yeah, okay. What did you say?" You know, it was, so you could kind of, you knew the dialogue, you know, and so you just try to counteract the dialogue.
Coach, how did Lavelle react? How did he handle it when, you know, they name a stadium after him? And he would go around, and anytime he's at one of those events that you guys did together, I mean, the man is borderline worshipped, and he's such a humble and down-to-earth guy still. Obviously, you had more private conversations with him than probably anyone we know. Was he comfortable with his celebrity in the BYU football community?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he never talked to – he never once talked to me about the stadium being named after him. I said, that's pretty good, man. You got your own stadium down there. He said, yeah, I still have a hard time getting in there, you know. I said, but the stadium, it's your stadium. He said, well, it's got my name on it, but it's really not my stadium. But yeah, he never talked about you know, about how many bowl games he's won and the stadium named after him, what he's done for people. He just never talked about that stuff.
What do you think he was most proud of? What do you think his, and when he would look deep down into his legacy as to who he was as a man, what was he most proud of?
I think he's probably most proud of the players who played for him.
And there was he's got a long list, and talking to some of those guys today, listening to those guys remember him today, that, you know, Trevor Maddich was on TV earlier today and got emotional describing his former coach. The impact that he had, and you said this when you came on, right when you joined us, yes, he was a great football coach, but his impact was probably more significant just as a man, as a guy. Is that something that you think is still being done the right way in college football, or is that a legacy that guys like Lavelle leave that we need to pay a little more attention to?
Well, the profile of a college football coach has changed dramatically, and you don't really have, it's not the same. The whole landscape has changed, and the head football coach is now like a movie star, you know.
Yeah.
And the money is like Lavelle said, well, you know, when they hired Croton, I think Croton made more money in 1 year than Lavelle made in 3 years, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the whole thing changed, and it's a different deal. You know, it's just different, a lot different.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time with us today. Obviously, our thoughts go out to his entire family and all of his friends. And I tell you what, one of the great things about this Utah BYU rivalry is the relationship that you and Lavelle have had over the years, and the example that's set for everybody. So appreciate your part in that.
I tell you what, he's a unique person, and one that will never be forgotten. And the saddest part of it is I'm not going to be able to see him anymore. And that's probably the hardest thing today, is just to realize that I won't have any interaction with him, and that I'll miss him. And that's just it's a horrible day, and so that's about it, man.
Coach, I love you. Take care of yourself.
Love you too, man. I'm proud of you, bud. Hey, don't take too many more smacks to the face, right?
Yeah, I won't. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm getting ugly enough already, Coach.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Sure.